I actually moved to Indiana from the island of Oahu. When I divulge this shameful act, people look deep into my eyes and nod their heads slowly. They conclude that I'm a fool and they tell me so. And on these frigid, gray days of midwinter, I dream of the blue skies, the sweet ocean breeze, and the constant, almost sinful comfort of the Aloha State. Thank God I got out when I did. My parents weren't so lucky. Once hardy, enduring souls, they've been squashed by the weight of Hawaiian perfection. Their bodies have become like hypersensitive devices that can detect minute changes in their surroundings. My mother requires wool clothing at exactly 71 degrees, and at exactly 69 degrees, my father rubs his hands together like he's trying to start a fire. During winter visits in my Midwestern home, I often find my parents huddled together in a corner next to my thermostat, their hushed, desperate voices conspiring to turn up the heat. But so out of practice with the temperature control, they can't complete this simple task. Defeated, they plod back to the sofa in their hooded sweatshirts and mittens. I tell my parents that I keep the house at 68 degrees because I want to help conserve the world's resources. But the truth is, it's kind of fun watching them shiver. There are very few reasons to live in Indiana instead of Hawaii. So when a Hoosier gets the chance to be smug, she takes it. There's perverse pleasure to be had watching Sunbelt types gaze fearfully into a winter scene. Is that pond water frozen all winter? My parents ask through chattering teeth. Hell, I tell them, it's frozen all summer. Their tanned faces recoil in horror. Warm climate dwellers think ice is just for margaritas. I shouldn't mock them, really. They've heard too many waves lap against a sandy shore, seen too many rainbows fill their Hawaiian sky. No longer forced to battle tornadoes and hailstorms and wind chill advisories, they've suffered the cruel consequences of far too many forecasts of sunny and 84 degrees. So I'll refrain from taunting them the next time they come to my dinner table in ski masks. They can't help it, I'll tell myself. They're from paradise. Then I'll thank God I got out when I did.